Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Chirot's Life. We're joined by Terry Howard. And I ask this of everyone, Terry, but I really mean it for you. How are you and whereabouts are you, mate?
I'm down at Cranbourne Harness Training Centre at the moment, sitting right outside the Walker, watching a very good horse walk around after he worked this morning.
Are you in disguise, or have you just gone down how you would normally look?
Are you referring to my social media conflicts with someone in New Zealand, mate? No, I've had a frosty reception this morning, that's for sure.
So let's just run through this just for a second, right? Where's Tony Jamieson from?
Oh, Cambridge or somewhere like that, New Zealand.
Craig Jamieson?
New Zealand.
Kyle Marshall?
Yeah, he's a Kiwi too.
Sophie Jeffries?
Yeah, another Kiwi.
Now, there used to be a guy there, Dylan Stratford, but apparently he said he was going to support Storm and no one's seen him since.
Yeah, I've driven him out of the place, so I've driven him mad. He doesn't hang around here anymore.
And Phil Ellery, last time I saw Phil, he'd spent that much time with Peter Lamb, he told me he was identifying as a Kiwi.
Yes, I am outnumbered.
Charlie.
David, you're right.
I haven't finished. Charlie Wooten spent time with Barry Purdon, and I believe he refers to himself as Charlie Purdon Wooten.
Charlie's another sympathiser.
Actually, he won a league BNF playing footy in New Zealand. There's one for you that you wouldn't have heard about.
Charlie's on my side and can handle himself, by the way, so I think I'll be all right.
Yeah. I did three or four years boxing with Charlie, so you don't need to tell me that. And Jane and Noel are honorary Kiwis after winning an Inter-Dominion over there, and the leader of the Mafia, who doesn't quite reside there, is Jeff Clout. So what were you thinking when you posted about how poor New Zealanders are and Australia is so much better in Test match cricket? What were you thinking?
Well, look, I like to take on the odds, Toby. You know, myself and my little horse, we take on all comers.
And just off the text, that Tasmania's referred to as West New Zealand, so that might be a little dab at someone else there from Tasmania as well. How are you, Zeke?
Yeah, Zeke. Yeah. Yeah, Zeke just wished me luck before as he walked out of the barn. They're a great crew down here. We have a lot of fun and a lot of laughs. Yeah.
And that's ultimately what I want to get to in all of this, and that's what it's about, isn't it? You can train some horses, and you have a bit of fun training the horses, and whether it is a maiden trotter or it's a horse like Rosanna Rebel, ultimately it's about the friendships and the relationships, and what you've got there is something so unique at the Cranbourne Training Centre.
Yeah, it's a great pleasure to come down here and train a horse and mix with friends, and we have coffee in the morning, and yeah, it's a really good setup here, and very positive vibe, and lots of advisors, and you're never short of somebody to give you some help or advice.
Yeah, true. And about the only one we ever mentioned is Rick Cashman, but I've seen photos lately, and I just can't bring myself to talk about him. So let's get serious for a moment. The City of Melton Plate is a pretty prestigious race for 4 and 5 year olds. It's $50,000. And after what I saw at the trials a couple of weeks ago in a first up run, Rosanna Rebel's shown plenty of ability and that he's just below them. And I just got a funny, funny feeling deep inside my bones that we just might see him take that next step on Saturday night. And no doubt you're hoping, but am I off the track here, or have you got some sense that he might have matured?
Look, it's hard to tell at the moment. Toby did trial very well fast time here. He had no luck at all at Melton in very fast time, going 153. He was posted three wide most of the trip. So it was a pretty good run first up. But he's going to the next level here. But, you know, he's taken on those horses right through his career. We certainly haven't been backward in taking them on in the Vic Breds and the Derby, and he has a habit of getting up at long odds. Just where he's at, quite right at the moment. Fitness-wise, I'm not too sure. He's pretty healthy though. Like, we've had problems with his feet in the past, and which has cost him races. And I think his feet are fine at the moment. So, fingers crossed, hoping for the best. We'll enjoy it. We love going and taking on the big guns. Yeah.
So that little bit with his feet, was that why he used to gallop sometimes in that final bend?
I think he was cross-firing, Toby. All the experts down here, we're all scratching our head, but I think he was cross-firing, which might have had also something to do with some of his three-quarter crack problems and so on. But he's not cross-firing at the moment. In fact, he's going straight as an arrow. So, yeah, he's healthy. But just whether he's at 100% fitness, I'm not too sure.
I timed that trial in my other role as a timekeeper, and each section all came up on the screen, out on the board, and the first thing I did was check the stopwatch to make sure they matched, because we hand-timed them as well just as a backup, and he didn't look like he was going that quick. It was like he was just floating across the ground.
Yeah, he's a beautiful pacer, and he has a big stride for... He's chunky, but he's not a tall horse. But he has a low cutting sort of action and covers the ground easily. I think I had young Sophie Jeffries on him in the trial, who has won on him. And Sophie said, "Bloody hell, I didn't think I was going that fast," when she came back.
I had the same sense. You know, when you time a lot of races, you actually sort of. You know, judge yourself as a pretty good at knowing what speed they're going. And I could sort of look and say, well, that was a 31 quarter or that was a 30 quarter. And generally it pops up exactly that, right? It just happens over years of timing races. And I would really thought he wasn't going that quick, you know, and he just sailed around. And the other...
He's a smooth mover, Toby. Lovely horse. Lovely horse to drive. He could just about work himself. I mean, I can take the Herald Sun out with me when we work. He works his times. I don't have to steer him, you know. He's a terrific horse. Beautiful. Just haven't had the best of luck in some of the big races, that's all.
Well, that may have changed on Saturday night. He's got the gate speed to get to the pegs, hasn't he?
Well, we have one inside us. The two comes off the gate all right, I think. If we really wind him up, handlebars down, yeah, he's got the speed to get to the pegs. But you know, whether we want to use him that much, like if he was to get a trail on the rails, he'd give him a bit of a scare, I think. But if we have to use him up
too much
to get to the front, we'll be in a bit of strife.
Yeah, but he gets to the front, you're only going to hand up to one horse. So if Sweet Agenda crosses the pole horse, it's going to end up that beautiful spot three back the pegs, isn't it?
I would have thought that would be a good spot for Sweet Agenda to end up. We'll see what happens. I'll leave it. Mick's a superstar, so Mick Bellman, he's a superstar. So we'll leave it up to Mick. I'm sure he'll be able to sort it out.
There's a story just last week about him. He hasn't won a Group 1 race, and how he'd love to win a Group 1 race, and it might have been with Sergeant Lou. Now, this isn't a Group 1, of course, but he's a Group 1 bloke, and I think that's more important, isn't it?
I love Mick, both as a bloke and a driver. Terrific guy. And if he sticks with Rosanna Rebel, which I'm sure he will, unless he's committed elsewhere, he'll get a Group 1 victory sooner or later.
Ooh, that's a big statement. you think he's got a Group 1 in him?
I reckon he has, yeah.
Wow.
But we'll see. Yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean... You can go from chocolates to boiled lollies pretty quickly, Toby, in this game. We'll see what happens. Yeah.
Well, you led and handed up in that size heat at Ballarat. I was there that night and I was timing him, ironically. So, and he was 40-1, and it was techies watching that you handed up to. And I don't know, I just got a funny feeling that maybe the Lost Storm works to the front. You're going to be sit camped on another Emma Stewart runner, and as it'd be just a wonderful thing to see, you know, both ends of the spectrum of the sport, an Emma Stewart horse and a Terry Howard horse go head-to-head down the home straight.
Yeah, we've done it before, Toby. So we've knocked her off a couple of times, and but she has such great horses; she's hard to beat. But it's not impossible. We've done it before,
and it'll be your biggest win, no doubt, in the sport.
Oh yeah, yeah. Look, I've had some big thrills, Toby. Winning that Vic Bred heat,
yeah,
was a big thrill. Yeah, the very first horse I ever trained, Rosanna Raider, won a restricted race in Albury on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
I still reckon that was my biggest thrill in racing. Yeah. I love that.
Why is that? I know there's a huge crowd there.
Well, because, I'd always dreamt of training paces when I was a kid and never thought I'd ever do it. And here I am with my first horse, having a win up in Albury. It was fantastic.
And that you worked as a school teacher and a headmaster and et cetera, and it probably felt so far from reality, and then all of a sudden you just had a crack at it.
That's right, yeah. I always loved it, but was never really involved in the sport. And when I retired, I was getting a bit bored, playing golf, and that was getting a bit repetitive. So I thought, I'll get into this, did the stable hands course at Bendigo, and then I decided that maybe training, was within the realms of possibility, and I've gone on from there. So still only one or two horses, but I enjoy it a lot.
Yeah, and it keeps your mind so active, doesn't it? We had a guy named Frank McGrath on last week, and he said, you'll never get Alzheimer's training horses because you spend all day thinking about them. Isn't it
true? That's true. And teaching, like with the background teaching kids and teaching horses, going on to teaching horses, a lot of similarities.
Yeah.
The only thing is the horses don't answer back, and the parents never come to complain. So there are similarities.
You wouldn't believe what I was like at school. In fact, you probably would. And the answer back bit, I did really well, actually, Terry.
I bet you did. They're the kids I like the best.
Yeah, with a bit of character. I reckon Michael Bellman might have been like that too. He might have had a bit of character.
Absolutely. A cheeky ringer. Yeah.
Terry, thanks so much for joining us, mate. Maybe take the hat off, take the sunglasses off, take the trench coat off, and you'll be right. Now we've spoken to you, I think you'll be safe for the rest of the day down there.
Okay. I'm hiding away in the car, mate, so I'm frightened to come out.
All right. Good on you, Terry. Best luck Saturday night. I genuinely think you can win that race on Saturday night, and I think a lot of people will be cheering for you.
Thanks a lot, Toby.
There's Terry Howard, and if you're thinking about training a horse, you can do it. You can do it, even if it's been 30 or 40 years, you've thought about it, and you've never had any involvement in it. And if you're in the east of Melbourne, reach out to Cranbourne Harness Racing Club, to David Scott, and I tell you, they will help you out, not just the club, but the people down there. Absolutely no end. Let's get to the 11:30 news, and off the back of all that Kiwi stuff, we've got Garrick Knight on the other side, and no Kiwi runners in New Zealand first up. There's been plenty of clearances going through, though, so there's plenty to come. Don't worry about that over the coming weeks. But there's plenty happening in New Zealand with the race by Grins just around the corner, so we'll chat with Garrick a bit about that.